Madonna and Child and Angels. This painting on wood entered Giottesque literature only towards the late 1930s, when criticism pointed out its stylistic and chronological affinities with the polyptic side by Giotto, held in the Pinacoteca Nazionale di Bologna, and from the local church of Santa Maria degli Angeli. The painting indeed proposes the refined pictorial qualities and the delicate chromaticism found in the Bolognese polyptic. The Ricorboli panel also shares with the Bolognese polyptic its dating to the final phase of Giotto's activity, with a probable greater participation of his workshop assistants. The work, however, also presents several parts of undoubted beauty and quality, such as the child's head marked by a considerable pictorial tenderness, or the confident rendering of the Madonna's left hand in a pictorial context with a luxurious and profane flavor, probably connected with the artist's long and significant sojourn in Naples between 1328 and 1333. In its shape and drawing, the panel also presents clear references to the large fresco of the Maestà in the Bargello, detached in the 19th century from a wall on the upper floor of the Chapel del Palazzo that Giotto frescoed with his assistants. Authentically typical of Giotto are the strong plastic relief of the central group of figures and, in particular, the rendering of the Virgin Mary's hands, as well as the complex structure of the throne, conceived as a tabernacle. From the viewpoint of the softly sfumato painting technique, the work is very important for the stylistic developments of a trend of 14th century Florentine painting that lists names like Stefano Fiorentino, Nardo di Cione, and Giottino.